more women in active labor, and we have lost all communication with the outside world. I want all non-court personnel out of here. Are there any questions? Yes.
Why is the sky blue?
Because if it was green, we wouldn't know where to stop mowing. Any others? Then get moving, people!
Okay, hit
them
out.
Doc!
Yo!
Get some bandages, blankets, cotton, and string.
Right.
Miss Sullivan!
Sir!
What the hell am I gonna do with all that stuff that Matt brings?
I got all the windows boarded up, sir. What should I do now?
Well, you better hang loose, or we might need your help with the deliveries.
Right. I'll go boil my tools.
Great. That torque wrench might come in handy.
Your Honor, I found a medical book. Now, there's a chapter on emergency child delivery.
That's great. Make four copies of that right away,
Flo. I'll get right on it.
Flo,
what?
What's the first thing it says to do?
Keep the mother from panicking. Let's hope they're all that considerate.
Baby, I'm right here.
Well, what is this woman doing laying on the salad bar?
The tables were too hard. I guess I should have taken out that jello mold, huh?
Hey, come on, somebody do something.
Take it easy, Stanley.
Take it easy? She's in severe labor pains.
No, it's just some radishes sticking me in the back.
Here's the instructions. I'm afraid you guys are on your own.
Don't worry, sir. Remember, we're professional bailiffs.
Yeah, that ought to put their minds at ease.
Something's happening.
Okay, Flo, read them off.
Remove any restrictive clothing.
Right.
I think they mean her.
Oh, yeah.
Ah! Nobody's looking at my wife's private parts except me. Some things are still sacred.
Well, if it was sacred, she wouldn't be in this mess now.
My answer is no.
Fine. Then you deliver the baby.
Here.
Your Honor, look!
What is it, Miss Sullivan?
Good Lord, he's a virgin.
It's the baby.
It's the baby.
Bob.
And his name is Bob. What a coincidence.
Bob.
Which one?
Tell him in Spanish that his baby is coming.
Yes, sir. Paco. El baby ya viene.
El baby ya viene?
Si. Y su nombre es Bob.
I'm sorry, I just spoke.
Try pulling a Cabbage Patch doll through your nostril and see what kind of sound you make.
That's it. Just let it all out.
If you don't like it, you can leave. I told you before, I don't need anyone.
Oh, fine. I tell you what, I'll go get you a mirror and some salad tongs, and you can do this yourself.
I think it's coming.
Instructions.
Thank you. Tommy. Get me some surgical gloves.
From where?
My briefcase, top pocket. Great, now I can deduct them.
Babs, honey, describe for us exactly what you're feeling at this crucial moment in your life.
I want you dead, Chad.
Yeah, maybe.
maybe you ought to let the girl be, huh? She's obviously exhausted.
No, Judge, they told us in class that under this kind of stress, a woman can say totally outrageous things. Things totally alien to her character.
I hate my Volvo! I want a train van!
Gee, it still doesn't prepare you for the shock, though.
Mrs. Ewing.
Babs! I'm not Mrs. Anybody! We chose not to burden ourselves with any archaic commitments, remember?
Like a baby?
She mistook a tic-tac for her pill.
Here comes another one!
Here, you can hold on to my ears! Sure.
Oh, wow! He's coming! Mary, baby, Bubba's coming!
You're naming your son Bubba?
For it. My choice was Bing.
I think I'm gonna cry.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Look at the grin on that kid's face.
Bull. That's not his face. No grin.
It's not?
Hey, he's backing out.
It's a breach, baby?
A breach, baby!
Stay on your feet, Stanley, or I'll knock you cold.
Flo, look it up.
Yeah. Oh, okay, here it is. Breach birth. A natural delivery is still quite probable with a little guidance. Gently insert. Sit, Stanley.
Okay, Elena, one more push!
Empuja!
It's out!
Okay, now I drain the mouth.
Oh, thank God. It's a girl.
Yeah?
Papa, baby Bob, SL, transsexual.
What's the matter?
I think we got another bun in the oven.
Yeah?
Another baby.
Yeah?
Dos babies.
Oh, no.
Bob?
Let's pray this one's normal.
Should I know? I'm just a general practitioner.
Building, get over here.
Coming, dear. Coming. Get behind the plate.
Me. What do I do?
If something comes out, catch it.
Dan.
What?
Dan, I lied to you.
You mean to tell me this is just an incredible simulation?
I mean about not wanting anybody. Dan, I'm scared. Dan, I just don't want to be alone.
No, you're not. Listen, shh, you're not alone. I'm here. I'll stay here until the end, all right? Now just remove your teeth from my chest. And we'll continue.
Could we tighten up the group just a little bit?
Yeah, how's this?
Oh, fine. I got everybody now.
Okay, Babs.
Chad!
Sweetheart!
I want to get married!
Wow, what a reaction shock.
Babs, you what?
I want to get married!
But I thought you always hated marriage as an institution.
Oh, I just said that because you felt that way.
But I just said that because I thought you felt that way.
Oh, you mean you want to?
Marry you, yes! Judge, can you marry us?
I'm kind of busy right now.
Oh, please, sir, don't let our baby be born out of wedlock.
Matt, sir. Fix my hair a little, huh?
It's a girl.
Wait till she hears about her brother.
Gracias, Dios, por otro bebé saludable. Y gracias por hacerme el hombre más feliz en...
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
What is this, a vending machine?
Now, we need one more big push.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
You can.
I can't.
Think about Hugh Hefner.
It's coming!
Sitting there in his silk pajamas with all these big-breasted, exploited women catering to his every whim.
I can see a piece of shoulder.
Hey, wait a minute. Who's that coming through the door? Is that... Oh, look, it is. It's Bobby Riggs.
It's out.
Yes. All right, clean out its mouth.
With what?
Oh, for Pete's sake, here.
Oh, what is it?
It's a baby. And it's naked.
It's a boy. He's got a promising future. How about that? We had a baby!
We had it.
Hey, you couldn't have done it alone.
You're right. I couldn't have. Now, let me see him.
All right, well, first I gotta cut the cord. Boy Scout knife.
Top left pocket. Oh, Mom.
First I'll cut his, then yours.
What's happening?
Somebody's having a baby.
Eureka! Bubba!
Better make that Bubette.
I beg your pardon? It's a girl. No. No, it can't be. I got pictures.
I'd clean that lens if I were you.
Marriage license.
Oh, the ceremony.
Sir, look, sir, you gotta sign this.
Matt, I am holding a fragile human life in my hands. Put the pen in my mouth.
Is this legal?
I can hear it.
Howie Stallone.
Close enough, man.
Ceremony.
Yeah. Dearly beloved, I got an arm.
No, hurry, please.
Okay. Bottom line, that's Townsend. You take this man to be a lawfully wedded husband and having a home till death you part. Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Chad, there's another arm, sir. He's coming,
sir.
Well, okay, do you want to marry her or what?
Yes!
Okay, to the bar of my husband and me in the state of New York, I'm going to ask you better what? It's a boy!
No!
Are you that disappointed, Stanley?
This must be your appendix or something.
You want to hold your daughter?
Me? No, I might break it or something.
I don't think so.
No, hey, wait, now I don't know what I'm doing.
You should do. Look at you, just like a pro. Well, aren't you gonna look at her?
A little wrinkly, isn't it?
I think she'll outgrow that. Do you love her, Stanley?
Well, that's a stupid question. Of course I love her. She's Daddy's little girl. Hey, let's call her Hacksaw.
Oh, you know, Mac?
Yeah.
Someday I may have a son of my own.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You don't see.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Sure. Are you all right?
Oh. Yeah, I'm fine. Why don't you fix me a nice stiff Bosco, huh, Mac?
Coming right up, sir.
Por favor. No más. No más.
Nope. That's all she wrote. Three beautiful girls.
Que está todo terminado. Gracias. Y gracias, señorita Sullivan.
Oh, good luck, Mr. Ciccone. And God bless your beautiful little babies. Rosalita? Lucinda? And Gummo.
I suggested that.
It's Granny's nickname.
Elena, ¿cómo te puedo dar las gracias por todo?
Paco, te quiero con todo mi corazón.
What'd she say?
I love you, Paco, with all my heart.
Pero tócame otra vez.
But touch me again.
Y te mato.
And it's Soprano City.
Thank you, Dan. With all my heart. I'll never forget you for this.
You'll forget me.
Oh, no, I won't. Because I'm gonna name my son after you.
But hey.
Your caring and honesty will live with me always.
Caring, maybe. Honesty.
What are you trying to say?
I lied, too. Dan is not my real name. I assumed it when I started school. You see, my parents were slightly rural.
Well, my parents were rural.
They kept the pigs in my room. I was six before I realized they weren't related to me.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, you see, my folks, well, they named their children and their pets after characters they would read about in magazines or books.
Dan, I want my baby named after you. The real you.
Everybody got the Kool-Aid for the toast?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Where's Benet?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'd like for all of you to say hello to my new son, Reinhold.
Reinhold.
Uh-huh.
Reinhold.
Were we interrupting something?
No, not at all. I was just about to toast to your children. May they live long and prosper. And now, if you will excuse me. Reinhold? Can we talk? As you probably know, I don't subscribe to any particular organized religion. But then maybe neither do you, huh? All right, I confess. I've had more than my share of spiritual doubt. But then I've seen some pretty glaring examples of man's inhumanity to man come stomping through here, night after night. After night. You remember that guy? Yeah. You remember everything, don't you? Well, I'm telling you, that one just about shook my faith down to its foundation. And then you drop
a brand new life right into my hands. Well, if I could just have the answer to a couple of questions, like if you've always been here, then where did you come from? And does man have the capacity to rid himself of his own evil? Why is the sky blue? Well, I can look that one up. But this baby stuff, boy, I'm telling you, that is not a cosmic accident. I mean, you gave us Mozart, Van Gogh, Confucius, Dr. Martin Luther King, and Larry Bird.
Introducing BioChannel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night.